There is no safe amount of lead in the body. Lead can slow down growth and development, make it hard to learn, damage hearing and speech, and cause behavior problems. Ask your doctor to test you and your family for lead poisoning. Most people, including children, do not feel sick when they have lead poisoning. A blood test is the best way to determine if you or your child has been exposed to lead. In the United States, doctors screen all children for lead poisoning when they are 1 and 2 years old, but anyone can get tested for lead poisoning at any age. Blood tests for lead are usually free for people with health insurance, including Medicaid. Treatments for lead poisoning can relieve some problems, but not others. That is why preventing exposure to lead, especially among children and pregnant people, is important. If you or your children have low levels of lead, removing the source of the lead, such as dust or cookware, may be enough to reduce the amount of lead in your blood. For more severe cases of lead poisoning, there are medicines that can help your body get rid of lead. The medicine is called chelation therapy and may be given in pills or in an injection. Avoid home remedies as some may contain lead and could make your health problems worse. Always follow your doctor's recommendations on how to treat lead poisoning. Eating foods with high iron, calcium, and vitamin C can help protect you and your child against the harmful effects of lead, but it is not a cure for lead poisoning. Ingredients that already exist in many traditional Afghan dishes offer protection, including chicken, meat, fish, eggs, beans, lentils, leafy greens, fruit, milk, cheese, and yogurt.